Well, hello and welcome to Wild Vittles. So, have something that I almost feel like it's too easy to do, but I, you know, it's kind of like making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich in my mind, but I don't think people are doing this. So today's episode, or tonight's episode, is going to be quesadillas. Venison quesadillas. I do a lot of venison. I also do fish quesadillas, but I'll probably record that as a separate episode because it's a little nuanced there. But I really, really enjoy this. And as per usual, I'm in the world headquarters of Wild Vittles in the Wild Vittles kitchen. I need to get started. So I've got a hot cast iron pan, because I love cooking on cast iron. I'm going to put in probably what is like a teaspoon and a half of olive oil. And you know what I do? If I put too much in there, I'll just pour it out the sink, because it won't be a lot. And I'm going to put in that pan. Oh, I about messed up there. I'm going to put in that pan. I have one onion kind of cut from stem to root, and then once across. I have really three little jalapenos, but it could have been one or two big ones, and one red bell pepper. I did take out the hot stuff for the jalapeno. I left a little bit of the pith in there. And we're going to put this in a... Oh, my. That jalapeno zested up at me, kind of a mist, and I inhaled a bunch of it. I put that in the skillet, and I'm on a medium-high, and we're going to let that cook. In the meantime, I've also have a comal, which is a cast iron, think of a cast iron skillet with no walls. And I've got flour tortillas on there. I've got that turned up to about medium. I had it on medium, it got too hot. And I'm putting these flour tortillas that I get fresh made from my grocery store. You don't have to do that, and you don't have to heat them up. But what I'm doing is kind of toasting them on both sides. And you're going to see that when we do the assembly of quesadillas, we're going to do it on the comal, and everything kind of needs to be ready to go. And so what we're doing right now is we're cooking up the veggies that'll be in the quesadilla. Onions, generally I do for my wife and I, I'll just do onions and bell peppers. But tonight is Wednesday. It's whatever you want Wednesday. We do that every week on a Wednesday night. We kind of fend for ourselves as a family, and you can make whatever you want. And what my wife will often do is if she likes what I'm cooking, she'll be like, yeah, I'll have that too. And if she wants something different, she makes something different. And well, tonight she's doing something different. So I threw jalapenos in mine because I like spicy stuff. So I thought, well, why not while I'm making myself dinner, why don't I record it real quick and I'll have another podcast out? Because I'm trying to get a bit of an inventory built up, because I have some weekends that I'm going to be busy. The weekend that I'm busy immediately is for the Total Archer Challenge. If you're an archer, you probably have heard, or a bow hunter at least, you've heard of the Total Archer Challenge. It's not a competition. It's kind of just a big fun shoot. And it travels around the United States, goes to mainly ski resorts, but also, you know, big kind of natural parks. And it comes to Texas, where I'm at, and it's going to be at the Natural Bridge Cavern Park, and it's a really fun shoot. So I've been preparing for that. In fact, I just came back from a weighted pack hike, so I probably don't smell too lovely, but I was hungry and I didn't want to delay getting dinner put together, and I wanted to do this podcast real quick. So what am I doing? I am multitasking, heating up tortillas on the comal. This will probably do four quesadillas, three or four. The one onion and generally one pepper. I'm going to cook that, but this one I've got the jalapenos in it. I'm going to cook this down until the vegetables are soft. And for the meat, you can do a whole host of things. What I tend to do on quesadillas is it's kind of a leftover recipe. And what I mean by that is I'll generally make steak or a roast, or some other dish that has meat in it, barbacoa, and I have leftover. And so after I've kind of had the main dish, the next day I'll do is kind of a cleanup, much like stir fry. I'll do a cleanup where I take whatever the leftovers are and I'll incorporate it into another recipe. And generally, for me, it's quesadillas. Pardon me while I put another flour tortilla on. I have to be careful, and I almost did this a minute ago. When you throw it on the hot comal, do not do it with the plastic sheeting in between, or that will ruin your tortilla and your comal, because it'll melt in a hurry. So tonight's meat is, and for YouTubers, I'm going to hold this up. This is a smoked whitetail football roast, also called a sirloin. I brined this roast for, I think, a day and a half, because it was pretty small, with sugar and salt. I covered it with salt and pepper on the outside when I got ready to smoke it. I smoked it, I don't remember how long exactly, but because I'd really go by temperature, I had a probe in it. The smoker was probably at 225, and I let the internal temp get up to about 135. And then I brought it in, and traditionally I'll put like into a skillet and kind of get a good sear and crust on the outside. For whatever reason, this one, because it was small, it was pretty much crusted already, so I don't know that it was necessary. And we had sandwiches out of that. I've eaten a couple different days worth of sandwiches out of this. And I'm kind of trying to use it up because I'm on day three. So I cut a very big section of it and sliced it and then cut it into strips and then cut those strips again. So I've got kind of bite-sized chunks. And it's going to go into my quesadillas. I may have gotten too much meat, though. It looks like a lot. We'll see. It always is surprising on the vegetables. You look like you have too much, and then they cook down. And the other star of the show is seasoning. You need some sort of, I would say, a fajita seasoning. And often I'll do fajitas like one night, and if I have leftover meat, then I'll cut it up and I'll work it into a quesadilla. If I had steaks and I have leftover steak, goes into a quesadilla. And it doesn't have to be wild game. If you have a beef steak and, you know, let's say you have a half a steak left over or a full steak, you cut that sucker into strips and it's already cooked. All you got to do is kind of warm it up, but you need it into smaller bite-sized pieces. But the other star of the show is the seasoning. And so I'm using Kent Rollins Red River Ranch. You could use whatever store-bought fajita seasoning you want, or you could make your own. And I periodically throw a dash of it into my vegetables. And once I put my meat in, I'll put some in there too. And putting it in while I cook, it seems to make the vegetables sweat a little bit and cook, I don't know, to a more desired state a little faster. I have to remind myself, I'm a terrible multitasker, and sometimes I forget about that tortilla on the comal. You know, there's a reminder if it eventually starts burning and smells like it. I want to stop short of that. Once we get all this cooked, and these vegetables are almost ready, I'm going to put the meat in, and that's just warming it. Then we've got the tortillas that are nearly there. And then the next piece after that is really the cheese. I use, my H-E-B grocery store has a Mexican blend, and I use kind of a fine shredded cheese. And you'll have some people say, look, I want to shred my own cheese because they put something on this cheese to keep it from sticking to each other. I'm aware of that, but this is convenient. If you want to shred your own, I guarantee it'll be better. But I'm demonstrating what the average man does, which is me. And when you're trying to be expeditious. All right, we're getting these tortillas done. And you could do this without toasting your tortillas, but I just find it gives them a nice crunch. I find very desirable. So I've already got enough for 1.5 quesadillas. But this comes together pretty fast. The slowest part probably is waiting on the tortillas to get toasted. If you can handle doing it all together, and if you don't have cooked the meat, it's kind of like a, you know, 20, 30 minute tops. If you have cooked the meat, and I have done it where I cook the meat, sometimes I'll cook these vegetables and I'll kind of push them off to the side, and you can do two things. You can either pre-slice your meat and then throw it in there kind of like a, what do they call it? Philly cheesesteak, and cook it real quick on a hot thing, or if you be out, you know, hot surface, Or if you if you're out at the grill, you can always cook them on the grill, like on little steaks or something off to the side, and then cut them up. Or you can do what I'm doing, which is essentially taking leftovers, cutting it up, and putting it in there. You do have to be careful about like reheating food. Like if you've cooked it, cooled it, reheated it, there is the opportunity for like kind of bacteria. But I think you're safe if you don't do it too often. And so what I'm doing with this is cook that roast. I'm going to reheat it for putting it together as this quesadilla, and I'm going to probably eat all of them, but I'll have some left over for tomorrow. And I've had good luck for eating them the next day, even if they're rewarmed up. But I think you got to get them back in a, you know, sub 40 refrigerator right away. I seem to be real susceptible to if there's any food, you know, borne illness or things like that. So I'm extremely careful. All right. The vegetables are done right now. I mean, your onions are translucent. The peppers are all kind of that bright color, the bright green and the bright red for the bell pepper and the jalapenos. And we're in really good shape here. And I'm about to pour in the meat. Let me check on my tortillas are good. So I got two quesadillas ready to go. Let me get at least a third one before I do that. So I'm going to put the meat. Like I said, this is already cooked. I know it kind of looks a little red, but that's just because it was a rare roast cooked to just 135. And all we're going to do now, I'm going to put this in here and put a little seasoning on it, and we're just going to really warm the meat. It's not really about cooking it. Add a little bit of spice on that. And this should come out pretty nice because the meat already has a good flavor in that it's kind of smoked. I smoked it for a few hours. And some may look at how much seasoning I put on there and be like, God dang, Chris, that's a lot. But, you know, by the time you mix it up, my experience, it's like it kind of blends in. Very few times have I kind of overpowered my mix and regretted how much I put in there. But it's all progressing. So this is something that I think ought to be in everybody's kind of weekday rotation. It's also, I don't know, sometimes I'll cook something and I'm like, wow, that had lots of leftovers. This is a good outlet for that. Barbacoa is one that I have a lot of leftovers. It's kind of like when you cook a pork shoulder. You know, who can eat a whole pork shoulder unless you had a party? Even deer shoulders, even though they're a lot smaller, there's a lot of leftover. And you can freeze it. But I like to use things while I've got them fresh and don't have to thaw them. So this gives me a good opportunity to make a dish that we really appreciate. And it is really tasty. Okay, getting back to assembly. And I'm going to get this over here. Let me get my mic further out. So what I generally do... Now I've got all of my pieces of my puzzle assembled here. Is I'll put down a tortilla. Ow, that was really hot. And I'm trying to put it on the more doughy side of the two, if there is one. And then I get my cheese and pour out kind of a mound of cheese on there. And then I spread it out. And I never have actually measured how much cheese this is. My oldest daughter said that it's a ridiculous amount of cheese, but it's a decent layer of shredded cheese, and I've put the toasted tortilla, which is probably still warm, on the comal. Comal's hot. I got it on 5 right now. Put the cheese on there, and it's going to start to melt. I've got my tongs. I'm going to reach into my other pan of quesadilla mix, which is, you know, the onions, peppers, and the kind of strips of venison. And I'm going to put in kind of a layer of meat into this to cover it. And it shouldn't be too thick. And you just have to kind of get used to experience of how much to put in there. And if you have any leftover things fall out, you can try them or you can feed them to your dogs. And that's why my dogs gather around me when I do this. And they're right. That's very smoky. So now I've got meat, I got meat and vegetables on top of a tortilla on top of cheese. I can see the cheese is melting. I'm going to put more cheese on top, and then we're going to put another tortilla on top of that. Okay. So I kind of mound it up, and then I sprinkle it out with my hands. My hands are clean. Again, a ridiculous amount of cheese. Because you want it to be, it's kind of the glue or the mortar for your process. And then I put that on top. Then I need I didn't get it out yet. I need this spatula. It's an extremely thin spatula. I don't know what you call this thing. But it's really good for getting underneath my tortillas. I should know what that's called. I think you could do it with a normal spatula, but this thing is like, you can kind of like get it underneath there really quick. Now the trick, and there is a trick, is to turn the tortilla or turn the quesadilla over. And you want to do that without losing all the insides. And so what I generally do is I hold it over my cast iron pan that has all of my quesadilla filling and turn it over with my hand on top and my spatula on the bottom. So I'm holding it together. And when executed correctly, you don't lose anything. You have no reversal of fortunes. So I have a toasted one side of this quesadilla now that was on bottom. I'm now going to toast the other side. And what's happening in the middle, that heat is transferring through. It's melting the cheese. Your mix of vegetables and meat is already warm enough, but it's transferring, you know, some heat through there. And so you're going to just get this mix of cheese, meat, vegetables, seasoning, crunchy tortilla, and it just results in a lot of goodness. And so it's a judgment call as to how long you need to be on there based on how hot your comal is. And sometimes I'll check it, but I want it to be like when I tap it, it should feel hard and kind of, you know, like it'll make a crunch. And when I cut this, I want it to crunch. Let me just do a quick check. It's coming along, but I need it to go a little bit longer. And I will repeat that step until I have all of my filling done. This pan, what is this, like an 8 or 10 inch skillet, the filling in it will do probably 3 or 4, depending upon how much filling you put in each quesadilla. You could do a single tortilla and just fold it over like a taco, but I do 2 on top of each other, and then I will cut those on a cutting board into quarters so that you have these little triangles. And I'll serve those kind of stacked up on a plate. And I generally use at least, this was already open and partially used, but I use at least one of these packets, these 8-ounce packets of cheese, which they say are 2 cups. So I guess if I did my math on how much cheese I use, I could divide this by 3 or 4. So maybe 1/4 cup per quesadilla if I did 4 quesadillas. Math, science. I think that is approaching good. You'll kind of develop asbestos hands on this too, because you're handling these tortillas and they are going to be hot, hot, hot. But you get the smell comes out of here. It's really good. You're going to make a bit of a mess because you'll get a little cheese in your comal, and I'll either flick it out with my spatula or I'll wipe it off with a paper towel. I just kind of put it off to the side. Don't worry about it. You can clean that up at the end. But if you're one of these people that has to clean or kind of keep everything neat, it may drive you crazy. All right, so I got a toasty side on both sides. I'm going to, that's hot. Put the hottest side up as I put it on my kind of synthetic cutting board there. I am going to, while this is finishing up, cut. Make sure I don't burn my pan here. I think you can see this. And I'm going to put the mic down so you can hear this. Hopefully you can hear the crunch. Oh, that is just, that's like, what is that, ASMR or whatever? Here comes another one. That is a quesadilla, a perfect quesadilla being cut. And you can hear happiness. All right. Oh, I may be burning this one. Perfect. In fact, I might put it on that side a little bit longer. So that's going to conclude my section here on, or my podcast on doing quesadillas. I'm going to kind of hold up. You know, where were you, Rowan? He shows up now looking for food. Let me fish you out a bite. Make sure it is not hot. Here you go. Gotta be charitable. So what we have here is a very nice, very tasty quesadilla filled with whitetail smoked venison roast. Could have been a whitetail steak. Could have been barbacoa. Could have been anything that you had. So it doesn't even have to be wild game. I've tried fish. I should try someday duck. That would be good. But duck is kind of like leftover bacon. I just don't ever have any. So that is where we're at today. I hope that you are continuing to grow in, as a wild game cook. I hope that you're utilizing the resources I'm putting forward out there. Not that I know everything, but I want to help people. And if you could, I would really appreciate it if folks would rate my podcast. The audio podcast, it really makes a difference. And so if you would just take the time to do that, to subscribe and to give me a 5-star rating and just write a few words about what you think. And that really puts me out there from a perspective of, you know, people being able to find our podcast. If you like viewing it on YouTube instead, I would really appreciate you hitting subscribe and hitting a thumbs up on that as well, so we can get an indication of, you know, and a comment if you enjoyed this. So thank you for taking the time to listen. And I hope that I will provide you things that you find useful. So until next time, I want you to continue to grow your game as a wild game cook. Thanks, everybody. Good night and good luck.